I found it incredibly interesting that yesterday the Lakers fired their forever GM, Mitch Kupchak.
Yeah.
Fired their owner, Jim Bosch. Like, we always, like, we sit here, Corey, every day and wonder how the Knicks could fire James Dolan.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lakers did that with Jim Buss.
How, though?
Because he was also the president or vice president of basketball operations.
Yeah.
And Jeannie Buss, technically, I guess, is the owner.
Yeah.
Like, she's the governor, as I say. So she has, I guess, the decision power. So she fired her brother. Mm. She fired Magic Johnson. Now, her brother still co-owns the team, of course.
Yeah.
But he's no longer the vice president of basketball operations. Instead, Magic Johnson is now the president of basketball operations, with Kobe's agent now the GM in L.A.
Okay. The Magic Man.
Okay.
The Magic Man. Glad to be back in L.A.
Well, you know, it's interesting, though, because, like, some people, like, how could you fire your sibling? But, you know, if you read the reports, like, you know, they've had distance between each other for years. Mm. And a brother was saying that, you know, that he might step down a few years ago if things didn't break right. You know, and people are questioning the timing of it. But, you know, Jeannie Buss said, you know, she wanted to move forward as quick as possible. When she came to the decision, and, you know, immediately they make a move, and the Lou Williams get moved. We heard that might happen, but you know, but for people who say, you know, how could you fire your sibling? You know, siblings don't always get along.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second. But Tony, I mean, Scott brushed over it, but I got to throw it to you here. Everyone's questioning the timing. Of course you're questioning the timing. You're 2 days away from the trade deadline, and you just fired the president of basketball operations and the GM that has been employed by the organization for 35 years.
I think that's why it was done, to tell you. I think she finally, you know, this is something, obviously, they've been fighting about a couple of years now, and there was something in play where he pulled a power play, and he wrested a little bit more control than he had of that team. So they were fighting about it, and she saw the urgency with the trade deadline approaching, and they made a move, and they figured they weren't going to get anything done. So what do they have to lose? I mean, it's a team that's been in dysfunction for a long time now. So they made the move and immediately made a trade. And it's interesting, they traded Lou Williams just for a draft pick, and I don't know how this is going to work out. Magic Johnson, when does he get spread too thin, right? He's the president of the Lakers.
Yeah.
He owns part of the Dodgers.
Yep.
I don't know how, if that works, if it's just a name associated or if he has anything actually functions with that. He has other businesses there. We got to have the GM and now divest from all his clients in the NBA. So it's kind of a little bit of a messy situation going on right now.
And you're right, Tony. He has a lot of hats that he wears, Magic Johnson. So it's going to be interesting to see how
he's still
how
got
it
other businesses,
out.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Many other businesses.
Very rich.
I guess by this point, though, you know, he's had other people like overseeing,
sure.
You know, the operation.
I'll run the movie theater in Harlem if you want me to.
Okay,
I'll do that if he wants me to.
Now, do you I got to ask you guys, Kobe's agent, the GM for the Lakers now,
he
said he has
too.
To divest from his companies. Now, are you sure he has to do that? Because I thought, like...
Yeah,
yeah, they're saying, yeah.
But if your president doesn't have to do that, why does he?
Well, because he's a player agent. He has to get rid of the player's contracts.
Yeah, there's like an obvious conflict of interest there, yeah.
Well, you want to talk about obvious contracts. I mean, it's influence, you know. You know, we had that in much higher... Well, moving on. it took you guys a long time to get there.
I got there.
I appreciate it. going back to Magic Johnson, being spread too thin, he also had a job at ESPN, like, he no longer has that job. Like, it's really crazy.
I forgot about that.
He was the host of the pregame show.
Yeah.
It's funny. A lot of people going through his tweets like, oh, Rajon Rondo traded to the Mavericks. Now they're going to win a championship. And a lot of, like, basically him calling all these moves great and obviously not working out. Does it mean anything? Probably not. I just found it so interesting, though. It takes place now, right? They don't let him get through the... through the trade deadline season, and after, like, we look at the roster and we're like, all right, like, this is a young team, they're gonna build, they're gonna keep getting players, and I keep thinking, why now? Until it hit me. Tony, you had said yesterday on this program, or Monday on this program, if you were the owner of every professional basketball team on Monday morning, you would call the GM into the room and say, why the hell is DeMarcus Cousins not on my team? And you know what happened? Jeannie Buss called Mitch Kupchak into the room and goes, why in the hell is DeMarcus Cousins not on my team? And when he answered, I didn't want to trade Brandon Ingram, he said, you know what? You're fired. And that's why he's not there anymore.
It makes so much sense, and I thought we'd see more and more of that happen. And I'll tell you that that's the greatest thing that they ever did is not get the straight, because that's the only way they're going to fix this organization.
Correct.
Is get him out of there. So the greatest move, sometimes the best moves you always make are the ones you didn't make. And this, from an organizational standpoint, maybe cures the Lakers.
Yeah, and, you know, it's with Magic, I guess it's on him as a professional to, you know, say, okay, you know, I have to just focus on this mainly, you know, and I think he can do that. And the interesting thing about the Lou Williams trade is that, you know, the Lakers want to keep that protected pick. And, like, you know, people were saying that Lou Williams is helping this team win. They're going to screw that up.
Oh, it's very clear. Yeah. Oh, it's very clear that it's going. They're tanking, right? Like, yeah. It was tweeted out. Oh. Tweeted out again by Mark Stein at ESPN. They traded Lou Williams. They're tanking. They want to keep their pick, as you said. If it doesn't end up in the top three, it goes to Philadelphia. And you know, Lou Williams, the most obvious trade candidate, $7 million contract next year, a fantastic scorer off the bench. He heads to Houston. We'll get to that value in just 1 second, but an interesting start to Magic Johnson's GM-ish career here. Trading Lou Williams. He gets a first-round pick, which I think is what he wanted. Corey, do you think it was a fair deal for him, or do you think he should have gotten more?
No, I think it was a fair deal. And then situation, as far as getting more go, people knew that Lou Williams was the guy that was going to be dealt in this situation, so you couldn't really poach a team too much. So I think they got about market value.
Tony, are you good with this trade?
I'm good with this trade. And it's so crazy you talk about the Lakers. And then I said this 2 weeks ago. Either Luke Walton can't coach or they're trying to lose games on purpose.
Yep.
Because Julius Randle was out the last 5-6 minutes of a game that they were playing Sacramento, right? It's a 1 or 2 point game.
Yeah.
He didn't even play in the last 6 minutes of the game. I'm like, what is he doing? Larry Nance was trying to cover DeMarcus Cousins. And he was getting pushed all over the place. And Cousins scored anytime he wanted. And yet he left him out there on DeMarcus Cousins. It was the craziest thing. And I started reading about teams now, which teams are going to start to tank going down the stretch. I think the Lakers started a month ago.
I'm totally with you. I think you know what? The Lakers got off to a hot start. Everyone's like, oh, they're pretty good. They're growing. And then it took them a little while to realize, all right, we actually really suck. So we need to go get help. Go get a top three pick. You know, maybe wind up with Lonzo Ball or Markel Fultz or whatnot and see what happens. And that's kind of the direction they are going in now. Lou Williams ends up in Houston. As I mentioned, the Rockets give up a first round pick. They also give up Corey Brewer. Lou Williams essentially replaces Brewer here. What does this do to Lou Williams' value, Tony? And what does this do to Eric Gordon's value as well?
This is going to hurt big time. I think it's going to hurt three players. It's going to hurt Lou Williams' value. It's going to hurt Eric Gordon's value. And I think it's going to hurt Patrick Beverly's value. Now they're going to have offense or defense, I think, a lot with Beverly or Lou Williams. Gordon was a guy that was getting 31 minutes a game off the bench. Those numbers are going to be reduced. Williams was a guy that came in and just fired shots away. He has James Harden on that team. He's not going to have firing shots out there. I don't know how him and James Harden are going to coexist. I still think it's a good move from Houston from a team perspective, not a fantasy perspective, because all the talent you can get and you can make the roster deeper. You never know when an injury can occur. And they didn't give up anything. I mean, Corey Brewer is going to be cut.
Right.
By the Lakers. The first-round pick's going to be a late first-round pick. So I think it's a good move from a team standpoint, but I think it hurts these three players fantasy-wise.
I agree. From a fantasy perspective, it's just going to really, it's going to take away shots from both Lou Williams and Eric Gordon, which is what they do. Which is why the reason we both liked Eric Gordon in the 3-point contest is he chucks. And that's why we liked Lou Williams and the Lakers, right? We chucks. There's only so much to go around when James Harden, his usage rate is just as high as it is. I just don't expect Eric Gordon and Lou Williams to have the value that they've had thus far this season. So I totally agree. From a team perspective, think about this. The Lakers just got, the Rockets rather, they just get another shooter is all they get, right? They get another guy that can score the basketball and have the ball in his hands. And I get it from a team perspective. Is this, Corey, was this the best use of the Rockets first round pick? Do you think this is what they needed? I mean, if you look at the Rockets, they're competing with San Antonio. They're competing with Golden State in that Western Conference. Is Lou Williams the answer here?
No, Lou Williams is not the answer. But, I mean, with the situation, are they really competing with those teams? They are final four.
That's what they are doing. Yes.
Yeah, they are final four team in the Western Conference, but still, it's not going to happen.
So they should. What are they supposed to do? Quit here?
No, I'm not saying that. But you know, this is the. I think this is the best piece that they could add at the time.
Okay. So Lou Williams, Houston, the best quote unquote piece that they can add at the time.
See, I think it's a good move though, because if you were talking about a 20, 23rd, 25th pick, right? Even though it's a deep draft, we're talking about a player that's not going to make an immediate impact.
Yep.
Probably a guy that's 2 or 3 years down the road. Well, James Harden, 3 years older. You look at that team, Ryan Anderson wouldn't be there anymore. Trevor Ariza wouldn't be there anymore when you get there. So you got to go all in.
I agree
even
with
though,
you.
You know what? And you got to try to make a run. And I like the moves that I'm seeing the Wizards like being associated with, too, because you only get here once, you know, an opportunity there. And they could have a shot here. And why wait for 3 years from now?
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I think you have to you have to go make the opportunity right now. That's why I liked Lou Williams to the Wizards. Like, that one made so much sense in the world to me because they desperately need some bench scoring. I thought that was a natural fit. Obviously, it didn't happen. He is now with the Houston Rockets.